It feels as though Theresa May has rather dominated the news so far this week, not only presenting the new counter-terrorism bill, but also appearing on Desert Island Discs. Was that part of an effort to show voters more of her personality, perhaps ahead of a Conservative leadership bid? Well, we're joined by Sarah Sands, editor of The Evening Standard, and by Harry Cole, contributing editor of The Spectator. And you have just written a profile of Theresa May.
Yes.
Morning to you both.
Morning.
You, one of the descriptions you have of her, Harry, in your profile is almost regal.
Yes, there is an element to that. She has an extremely loyal Praetorian guard around her. She's very softly spoken. She's very elegant. She's very well turned out as a politician. And I think we're going to be seeing more and more of that of late. Obviously, Desert Island Discs is seen as a bit of a benchmark for any leadership contender, a marker to put down. And as I discussed in the piece, Theresa May, her supporters and her detractors describe her as quite a cautious politician. Everything is quite planned. These things don't happen by mistake. So for her to be putting a marker down like that 6 months out of an election cannot be ignored. There's almost a sort of submarine element to how she operates in politics, that she's always there below the surface. But, you know, she chooses her fights very carefully, and she chooses her sort of battles and her broadcast appearance very carefully. So when she does appear, you should sit up and take notice, because something's going on.
Sarah Sands, do you see it in the same way? Is there an active repositioning of Theresa May that's underway?
Well, there's some sort of positioning, but I think the comparison is probably Angela Merkel, that she has been around for she's been around for a long time. She has been underestimated. She has found her own power base. What tends to be the path of women in politics is that they come in as protégés. They're fast-tracked. It all comes unstuck and they're out. And she has her own power base, you know, that somehow she's not seen as dependent on Cameron's favour. In fact, as Harry says at his profile, it may be that there's even a distance between them. And she has this rather magnificent way of making the boys seem like lightweights, that she's surrounded by these sniggering boys and she's the one holding the security of the country together. And she's an older figure. She feels older and therefore stronger.
One of her friends told you that she doesn't rate David Cameron anymore, Harry.
That's the quote that's caused the controversy, but there is an element of, you can see that in some ways, I think, by her politics. That started out at the beginning of the coalition, there was a lot of joint appearances, a lot of things done together, and now the Home Office is definitely seen as an alternative sort of power base within the government. And, you know, obviously there is absolutely zero chance of a move against the Prime Minister. She can be an extremely loyal politician. She is a very safe pair of hands. She will go out and mop up when things go wrong on behalf of the government. But that's not to say that there isn't a one-eye positioning on what was, in all, you know, looking at the polls, looking at the bookies, you know, there's, in likelihood, there's going to be a Tory leadership election sometime in the next 3 years. So the markers are going down now, and she's, you know, Sarah's right that Theresa has been around for a long time. People forget that she's been at the forefront of the Tory party for close to two decades now. And while she doesn't necessarily have a strong power base within Parliament, there's no Mayite faction within the MPs, she has, however, very quietly, over two decades, devoted her weekends and her life to the what is commonly called the rubber chicken circuit, in that she's worked her way through the party. She's helped lots of female candidates get into their positions, and she has been extremely loyal to the grassroots, and they are returning that favour. The Conservative Home poll now has her far out as a favourite to replace Cameron amongst grassroots members, and that's crucial.
But, Sarah, to position yourself as a leadership candidate, you also have to appeal beyond your party, don't you? And I wonder whether you think she has done enough. Would she have to be a bit more touchy-feely to be seen as a future prime minister?
Well, I think her strength actually is not being touchy-feely, rather in the Merkel line, that there are a lot of other people being touchy-feely. And I did think her key quote in Desert Islandists, which we've politically decoded so carefully, was this thing about not being clubbable. So you have a club, if you will, of men who put a lot of significance on social charm, on being entertaining, on being funny. So why not be dull? And I think that if she can just get respect, that's enough. enough. And then she can do she can have a little twinkle at the end of the Desert Island Disc. She talked about wanting a lifetime subscription of Vogue, and that was fine. Other women might see that as a sign of weakness, if you admit to
and
that.
And it might be seen frivolous from, exactly. from someone else, but from her it was quite welcome because
nothing else frivolous. So yes, exactly. And I think the other thing is that she, while keeping this reputation for being safe and cautious, and she's doing some quite bold things. Actually, everything she said about slavery and women trafficking and so on is something she takes quite seriously. So though she wouldn't be seen on the left as a feminist, more someone in the Thatcher mold.
Is that an advantage, Harry, that she is a little bit hard to characterise politically?
Absolutely. And this is how I think one of the key reasons she survived so long in the role that she is now and made a success of it. You know, there are times you could see her as a hardline reforming, you know, hardline Home Secretary, tough on terrorism, sticking it to the police federation. But also there's remarkably liberal strengths within her 5 years in office, the modern slavery bill, reforming Stop and Search. The Voice newspaper, Britain's leading black newspaper, described her as a Home Secretary we can do business with. Cameron would dream for coverage like that from the BME press. So there is, and the reason that I think she has survived as well is because her opposition find it very tough to pin her down. The Labour would love to paint her as a right wing authoritarian, but they just can't do it because she's on the move so much. So I think that in many ways is an advantage for her going forward. Is it, which faction is she from? Yes. No idea.
Although she hasn't had the easiest time lately, has she? The whole European arrest warrant and obviously the issues over the pointing the chair to the historic child abuse inquiry. She's looked vulnerable in the last few months in a way that she didn't before, Sarah.
Vulnerable except that she seemed to have somehow sidestepped allegations of incompetence. There's shambles around her, but maybe it's something to do with her being regal, that it's just it's the process rather than personal. And that she rides things out, which is back to her great strength, is that you just keep plugging on, you know, in the rather Hillary Clinton mold, and there are ups and downs and you come through. And I do think the thing that has also given her some sympathy is this revelation about her illness, which is diabetes, which is quite a debilitating thing. And she's dealt with it with dignity and with self-discipline. And so people see her as strong.
Well, we'll watch her future with interest. Sarah Sands, Harry Cole, thank you very much.